River Country 1023. Good morning. Thank you for being with us here on the River Country Breakfast Show. As of course, when it's happening in the River Valley, we talk about it. And one of the top stories on RiverValleyRadio.com this morning is the fact that the Russellville Lady Cyclones have a new head basketball coach. And of course, it's a name that you're familiar with if you've watched Arkansas Tech Sports over the last little bit. It's Dave Wilbers. Good morning, Coach. Thank you for being with us and congratulations.
Well, good morning, and appreciate you having me on. We always appreciate the great coverage that you guys have for Arkansas Tech and also for Russellville High School and all the area schools, too, and just promoting the kids and just some great, great coverage that you guys have.
You know, I've got to razz you just a little bit because on this very show, on your last interview with us, I said, Coach, I said, is there a chance that Dave Wilbers comes out of retirement in the next year when he gets tired of not being on the sideline? And you said, no, I don't know, but I don't think so. And now what changed your mind?
Well, that didn't last very long, just a few weeks. But really, that was kind of the plan was to always, you know, keep my eye open if a good high school job opened up. And sure enough, Russellville High School did open up, and we have so many great memories of Russellville High School, from my wife coaching at Russellville High School to my kids going through Russellville High School. And when it opened up, you know, a coach always thinks about all the jobs that open up, and I thought about it, and I had a real nice conversation with Ben Goodman, the athletic director, and he has done just fantastic through this process. Now, it was a very fast process. It was a one-day process. And met Mr. Lovins, Dr. Lovins, and the committee. And there's such a great vision for Russellville High School, not only for athletics, but for the whole school district. And they really sold me on the great things that is getting ready to happen at Russellville as far as facilities, classes, the support for academics and the support for the players and the students, that it got me real excited. And once we kind of went through the process and we all agreed on, you know, where the program needs to go, I told them I'd love to have the position, and it happened that quick.
If you're just joining us, head coach Dave Wilbers, now of the Russellville Lady Cyclones, joining us, a special board meeting of the Russellville High School or the Russellville School District Board of Education held last night, and he was their only item on the agenda there. So, coach, you know, you take over a team that's kind of had some struggles in the past year. I want to say that they went maybe had one conference win last year in the 5A West. And I know that you're no stranger to turning around programs. You've been in that situation before, and you're probably already eyeballing a plan that you're going to come in with.
Yeah. You know, the best thing is when a new year starts, the whole new season's year starts and the new basketball season starts. What I know about these players and what I saw from these players this last year is a bunch of hardworking kids, seem like great teammates, players that practice hard. And if you have that good work ethic like they did, and they were a young team, you know, we'll have some older players on the team coming up this year. So, you know, when players are like that, we can get them better. The younger groups can get better. There's some great young kids coming through the junior high programs with some really good coaching down there in junior high. So, I'm excited about the future. It's a tough league, and it's always a tough league, but that's what basketball is, and we're excited about it and the future. And these players, they seem very coachable and want to have success, and we just got to do the things to get them there, and I think we will.
You know, you can tell me if this is none of my business right here on the radio or not, but, you know, I would think that you have a pretty good assistant coach right across the living room from you. Is there a chance that you guys could coach together over the next few years?
Yeah, there is a good chance for that. And we did coach this last year, and she was a great help with me with doing all kinds of things, the things that I didn't like doing, she loved doing, and she did a good job for me. So, yeah, there's a future with that, with her helping the program. And, you know, so it's going to be exciting times for the program and for the future.
Of course, Christina, when she left Russellville, ended up being the head girls basketball coach down at Two Rivers and Ola, and we, of course, enjoyed watching her career over the years as well. So I know it's got to make you smile, and it's got to be a really cool thing to be able to work with your spouse like that.
Yeah, she did a great job at Two Rivers and really turned the basketball program around and started a volleyball program at Two Rivers, and they had a great year this last year. So it's exciting times for both of us.
Coach, I know that it's a lot different in college basketball now with NIL and everything that's happening. It doesn't seem like that high school basketball has changed that much, but what are the changes that you see and what are the biggest challenges coming into this high school rank after being a college coach for so long?
Yeah, I think the basketball part is basketball. I mean, we're still talking about fundamentals, putting together game plans, and kids improving their skills. I mean, those are the same things as college and high school. You know, probably the biggest thing and the biggest change is the games aren't quite as long. And even sitting through some of my wife's games, I figured out, man, these games aren't very long with, you know, 32-minute clock instead of a 40-minute clock. But I think the biggest thing that I'm really excited about is the junior high in the fifth and sixth grade and working with the third and fourth graders. I'm real excited about that and seeing these kids, you know, grow through the program, get better through the program. And I'm really going to invest in those younger kids and, you know, invest in their skills, their work ethic, and just develop some pride and playing basketball and playing a lot of other sports, you know, at Russellville, which I'm all for kids doing a lot of different sports, but I'm excited about getting, you know, work with the younger kids in camps and on the side too. So that's exciting for us.
Well, Coach, congratulations again on leading my alma mater, the Russellville Cyclones. I'm glad that they're in really good hands. I will tell you this, as far as high school arenas go, you probably have one of the nicest places in the South to play basketball, and I know that's got to excite you.
It's a beautiful arena, and we actually at Arkansas Tech played a game there 2 years ago, and the opposing team told me that was the best arena they played in all year long. They came and played. I could say it was one of the best we played in at Arkansas Tech too. So, yeah, really looking forward to being in Cyclone Arena and, you know, getting some great crowds in there and some students going and getting the program going.
Well, Coach, we'll be talking to you quite a bit here on the radio, and I know that this is going to be exciting for all of us. So, again, congratulations. Thank you for coming on with us, and we will talk to you real soon.
All right. Hey, thanks.
Coach Dave Wilbers, new head coach of the Russellville Lady Cyclones here on the River Country Breakfast Show.